Thou art righteous, O Lord, because in this judgment. And what he sees it is, they have shed the blood of saints and prophets, and so God gives them blood to drink. They are worthy. See, when the wrath of God is poured out, they will have filled up the cup that they will be receiving. They will have done, because the thing is, they will have done many evil things. Now, a lot of times they think they're doing it in the name of God. But it doesn't ultimately matter what you think you are doing. I was listening to a guy teach the other night, and I don't usually do that. But lately I've been sort of brushing up on false teachers, I guess. And he was saying that he thought, God judges your intentions, not what you do. It's if he knows what's, if your heart was in the right place. And I do know that God looks on the heart. He judges the reins. He tries the reins. But a lot of that, but what I think is to tell people that is sort of like, somehow the way it came out to me sounded like an excuse for sin. Like, well, you meant well. And that might be so. But if God suffers us to be deceived in these things, we think we're serving God, but we're actually serving Satan. Because you can bet, as Jesus says, that today's come that whosoever kills you will think that he's doing God's service. And from the time of the apostles till now, it's true. In many persecutions of saints in the past, and even now, the people who are doing it think they're doing the work of God. It'll be more so in the end times because, the Antichrist is going to show the world that he is God. Oh, Jesus, save us! Satan is pouring out his wrath on us. Or whatever. I mean, they're going to look to the God that has thus far carried them. And they're going to be horrified at the resurrection of the two witnesses, but they're not going to give up hope in what they put their trust in at this point. They're not going to suddenly... I mean, the door is shut. They have no entryway in with the true God. They will turn to Satan for their salvation and call him by the names they are accustomed to calling him, the blasphemous names which are written on the beasts on his heads, the names of blasphemy. They repented not to give him glory. They did not give glory to the true God. So, I mean, these plagues are pretty self-explanatory. I take them quite literally. They're meant to hurt people. They're meant to punish. 10. The fifth angel poured out his vial upon the seat of the beast. And the kingdom was full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues for pain. Of course, the fifth trumpet and the fifth vial. There's another correlation. Why? The beast is that which comes out of the bottomless pit. It is driven by the power of the dragon of Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit, who comes down and brings forth his army, his fallen angels, which are cast out from heaven with him, or from whatever dimension they are in. And if you look up into the sky and you consider the universe, it's a huge place. To say that Satan is in heaven, so to speak, is not to say, the earth, you think about how big the earth is. Think about how vast the heavens are. And really, there's no place in this world, in this universe, you can be and not be, in a sense, in the presence of God. Because God is everywhere. He upholds all things by his power. Here, the seat of the beast, his kingdom. And that's why I said that fifth trumpet was all about. It is about Satan's power. The dragon. The angel of the bottom. There he's called the angel of the bottomless pit. He's given many names. And and part of Revelation and the symbology is, yes, it is given. The gospel I see is this very clear-cut message. Prophecy, yeah, there's coding. Not exactly coding like the Bible codes and all that stuff. But I mean, there's a sort of there's something to figure out here. There's a symbolic meaning and interpretation to a lot of this stuff. And it's not always just something we can just pick up and understand by simply reading it. But I think that destroyer, that Apollyon, is the son of perdition and is also answerable to the dragon, or is his lieutenant in any case. the seed of the beast. The beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them and overcome them and kill them. And so his kingdom is now full of darkness. It was always full of darkness, but now it is sort of revealed for what it truly is. A true kingdom of darkness. Whereas before, they had seen it as light. Satan himself is disguised as an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers be disguised as the ministers of righteousness. And that's what we have. We have a lot of those guys running around today. Ministers of Satan, disguised as ministers of righteousness. That's why one of the churches, it says, I know where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And I suppose the ministers in that church are all ministers of Satan, who have transformed themselves into the ministers of righteousness. So now, they blaspheme the God of heaven because of their pains and their sores and repented now of their deeds. They are, you know, that's what they will do. They will blaspheme the God of heaven. Now, how, to what degree of understanding they have in that, I don't know. It could be they continue to call on the dragon, like I've been saying, or they realize what's been done to them. You know, it's like I was saying the other day, you know, and I realize I'm taking several tacks on this, but I'm giving you food for thought. You know, when I started this study in Revelation, I told you, I don't understand all this, but I'm going to share with you what I get as I study it. They may continue to call on the dragon by the name of God. But as I said yesterday, or the other day about chapter 15, I was talking about the parable of the workers of the field. When the end of the day came, and they received their penny, they were raw. They were not happy with the man they had agreed to pay them a penny. When they see what their penny is, so to speak, they're not going to suddenly praise God. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord. You allowed us to be deceived by the dragon. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord. You suffered us to receive the mark of the beast. Great and marvelous are your works, O Lord. You allowed us to dwell in darkness and did not enlighten our eyes. They will not say that. They're not going to glorify God. They may act literally knowing who God is, but in the absolute realization of the situation they're in, just turn and begin to blaspheme him. What you have done to us, you allowed this devil to come down and deceive us. You know, if we had known what we were doing, we wouldn't have done it. We would never have done what we did. Because how could they? Who would do the things written in Revelation if they knew that's what they were doing? Who would take the mark of the beast knowing what it was? Really? For as much as they receive not the love of the truth, God shall suffer them.